your stock pick right now?
I'll pick Aston, given that Alex had some criticism. But I think the criticism for Aston is fair. I mean, they were in a precarious position in terms of balance sheet. The financial risk has, however, decreased as they managed to sell some assets at pretty attractive valuations to pay down that debt. It's still, they're not out of the woods yet, but certainly I think the immediate risk is gone, and management has really improved that side of things. And then capacity utilization is one of the big stories for Aspen. I mean, returns mm-hmm. have declined with acquisitions, but from current levels, I believe that returns can increase, and this vaccine story is already one area where they can fill that capacity that they have. I think they have about 30% available capacity that they can then generate returns on. And then on top of that, you get a bit of a rand hedge, which is always quite handy to have.
On
and valuation also 12 times forward PE. So you're not paying for growth, but there should be a reasonable amount of growth.
Okay. Alex, on your side?
Yeah, so I was quite encouraged by Anglo American Platinum's results today. So obviously it was expected to be good, but specifically the special dividend that's being announced and money returned back to shareholders is a key theme. So I think if you still want to play PGM space, you can then consider Impala Platinum. Impala Platinum's CapEx profile is actually not onerous going forward, and as a result, they do anticipate them to be able to return cash to shareholders. Now, the investment theme for PGM counters has probably changed. You know, a couple of years ago, it was all about increases in price. Now it's perhaps about cash returning back to shareholders, more dividends and so forth. So I think Impala on spot earnings still looks very, very attractive with the cash coming through. And also constructive on a PGM. I think PGM prices will remain more resilient for longer.
Yeah.
Not necessarily saying they can increase materially, but they can remain at these levels, which means you're probably going to get 18 to 36 months of good dividends. And I think in such a scenario, Impala is looking very attractive for me.
Impala or Anglo Plat?
Impala Platinum, but I'm referring to what happened with Amplats today.
Perfect, 100%. Gotcha. Let's leave it there, gentlemen. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Thanks, of course, to Carl Hevers from Benguela Global Fund Managers and Alex Dace from Umthombo Wealth as well. We'll be back tomorrow to take more of your stock-related questions. For now, have a great evening.